Poetic Process
Podcast.
Welcome back to the Poetic Process Podcast. I am B the Poet, and this is where we introspect our happenings and untangle what we call thoughts. Take a beat and enjoy some poetry with B. Today's poem,
Fake Love. You can't expect others to do the same for you you do for them. That's for lovers, that's for family, and even friends. Anytime I'm running, birthdays, bad days, group settings, whether it's business or any ounce of celebration, maybe it's rooted in abandonment. I never understood how it's all good, but for me, there's excuses. Your energy be easy, is given busy when B needs. Call it toxic or unrealistic, I never been it. I just like reciprocal shit. When I want to move on something, it's I'll miss. Boundaries are a thing, but I'm more malleable to say the least. I'm talking cramping with flow, merely I'm not missing. I got fresh leave out and it's raining in the city, I'm never too busy. I have no emotional bandwidth and you get sick, I'll bring you a sandwich. Honestly, I don't like that shit. It likes the petty energy in me and that ain't it. Like, oh, I ain't coming to none of that shit. That's it. I bet. Go ahead and turn up the code. Go to the Nigelations, pass the 724. If I ever say I bet to you with a period, just know that you done pissed me off. Like, I bet. Like, I'm not even about to get into it with you. I bet in the culture, it has a lot of different reasons, a lot of different meanings, I should say. But for me, I bet. I ain't bet, like for real, like, yeah. Imagine Krishan Rock just shaking her head like, I, like, very much that. But this poem, Fake Love, I was originally going to call it Skeptically because it's a lot of skepticism around how I move with people when I see stuff that's funny. Like, if I'm exerting too much of my energy into a situation, I get skeptical. I'm a over analytical person, overthinker, hence the poetic process, because I try to process things through poetry. And this poem, Fake Love, was exactly that. It's a blaring display of how I internalize my feelings, and this breakdown is going to be another ode to said processing. So this poem was written from my Taurus rising. I'm not someone that's hard pressed on the woo woo, but I am definitely cautious of it. If I feel I'm behaving in a certain way that's like outside of my personality that I identify as internally, that's when I know, listen, I gotta be true to myself. I gotta step back and I gotta look at this chart. I gotta toggle over to my period tracker. A little plug, if you haven't listened to the ovulation poem, I implore you to listen to it and check it out, because I also toggle to my period whenever I'm experiencing other types of feelings. But if I'm emotionally, if I feel like I'm giving too much emotion to the situation, I try to look at every chess piece on the board to make sure that I am for certain right in my feeling towards that situation. I'm a self-declared overthinker. I'm calculated and I'm cautious. I'm a fly on the wall in many rooms until I feel comfortable. So I watch how people move and I see how I need to treat them based on how they treat others and how they handle situations. But that Taurus rising, I believe it's her that can drum up some imbalances in my life, even heaviness with my neighboring air and water signs, the passion to be a warrior and to strive for comfort and commerce and stability. Often puts me at odds in situations or even with people that threaten that. They say with age comes wisdom and patience, but I think I've experienced the opposite. Let's delve deep. My Instagram name, for example, just to give a superficial anecdote, was created when Instagram first began, and I said Confettiville. Like, I feel like this was an all encapsulating, you know, ad or handle for my personality, and still is. Although I'm fairly introverted, I often can carry RBF inside. There's literally confetti. I'm full of a lot of energy, and it shocks a lot of people when they get to know me, how I speak, how I carry myself, how I think. Like, I know I give off very, like, to myself, stoic or even mystic. Mystic in the sense of, like, very... Am I sicing myself? I might be sicing myself. But I read this article a while ago about different types of power structures and auras of people and how they move. Like, they say, okay, like, you can have a Kevin Hart type spirit. Like, he works in a room. He's very ambitious. He's a comedian. He can talk in different rooms. And you have, like, the Prince energy. They're both celebrities. But Prince has, like, a mystic energy. It attracts women. It attracts men. Although he is kind of a controversial figure, he still has high celebrity being introverted when he maneuvers, you know, industry from what we see on the outside. Two different energies, both celebrity in their own rights, maybe one more than the other, but they, how they carry themselves and they get to that step, it's based off of, you know, these different types. I say idol, like American Idol, like their celebrity status, but how they achieved it is with two different personality types that you would think in order to get to that level, they have to be. Anyway, I say all that to say, before I was even up on astrology, that was my Instagram handle. Who knew that I'm an Aquarius, I have a Pisces moon, and a Taurus rising. Now, let that sink in. I mean, I'm not even too up on it. It's not like my day-to-day. I'm not checking the astrological charts every single day. But I know a futuristic, emotional, ambitious baddie, might I add, that likes to seek financial stability and is creative. Some of these words don't match. You remember those questions on the SAT? Like, which adjective doesn't fit in this sentence? I am that example. Artists experience struggle. And to be a struggling artist... that's creative, but at the same time, I like to prioritize my time to reach monetary and ambitious goals. Artists are ambitious as well, but to reach these goals of like financial stability, splurging on artistry sometimes clashes. Like my mind can get spaghetti squashed sometimes with like prioritizing what is most important and what is necessity for me, and that can sometimes get hard. But that's enough on astrology. Let's break down and get to childhood and the anecdotes. Fake love is the poem. Fake love, I also think, is rooted in childhood, in my childhood. Fake love is the poem, and fake love, I believe, is rooted in my childhood. I detest when I can't depend on people fully. I never lean too long on anyone's shoulder. In no season have I ever felt like I can truly trust somebody with my life. I know that sounds so extreme. Maybe I'm not supposed to feel comfortable with being in the hands of men, but I yearn for that comfortability to know that tomorrow, if something tragic happened, I wouldn't have to go leaps and bounds for support. Because day to day, I feel unsupported. Call it the eldest daughter syndrome, or maybe it's my imagination coming from an SBF with media's interpretation of children derived from that being latchkeyed after school program. It made me resilient, but sometimes I want to rely. Even with the simple things, whether it's being supported with my creative ventures, even this podcast or schooling in the past, because I feel this way within myself, I love differently. I even exert myself in trying to be there for other people only to be disappointed for myself when the ball drops on my end. Some situations in my early 20s, I definitely had seasons attempting to bind relationships just to have it blow up in my face. So now at 29, my bandwidth is so small for unsupportive, unreliable people. And I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, if I'm putting up walls or if this is a boundary within myself to not feel what I felt in my early 20s or even my childhood. But I don't know if it's healthy, you know? I wonder, what about me attracts this type of energy? Sometimes I wonder if it's me if I don't have the bandwidth or the mental capacity to manage 15 rotating people in and out of my life and their individual storylines, like, how realistic is it to have that many people in your life and truly know them and be there for them? I somehow systematically rotate it. Am I the person that they don't think of to be there for because of my Taurus rising on the facing side, although I'm bubbles inside? Yikes. I just want to cultivate bootstrap baddies, grassroots goons, and a fighting family that is fierce for one another, not with each other. Let me not therapize myself, but what do I know? I'm just a poet. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Poetic Process Podcast. I am B the Poet. Make sure that you guys follow me at _poeticprocess and give me a 5-star review on Spotify. Please comment. Let me know what you think about this. And I will see you next week. Bye.
The Poetic Process. What? I said the Poetic Process Podcast. See it, I can't get it out.